Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the evening edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SREP was generated on Monday, the 25th of May, 2026, at 19:02 Israel time, 16:02 UTC. Hezbollah drone strikes kill IDF soldier as Trump links Iran deal to Abraham Accords, May 25th, 16:02 UTC, 19:02 Israel, evening edition. Bottom line up front, Hezbollah explosive drones killed an IDF soldier and seriously wounded another in southern Lebanon as President Trump declared it mandatory for six Muslim nations to join the Abraham Accords as part of an Iran deal. US and Iran voiced cautious optimism but tempered expectations of an imminent breakthrough, while Israeli opposition leaders accused Netanyahu of being sidelined. Hezbollah launched a wave of attacks on Israeli forces and northern communities, killing one soldier and wounding several others, while the IDF struck Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. Trump publicly named Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Pakistan, Egypt, Jordan, and Turkey as countries that must normalize ties with Israel. Both Washington and Tehran signaled that a comprehensive agreement remains days away, with Iran insisting on sanctions relief before discussing nuclear constraints. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Lebanon, the attacks on Israeli forces were detailed further. Hezbollah claimed responsibility for several strikes, including targeting a gathering of vehicles and soldiers at the newly established Blatt site and in Al-Khawza town with rocket barrages. An explosive drone struck a foreign worker's residence in Shomera, and another hit a home in Metla, causing no injuries. Sirens sounded in Hanita due to a hostile aircraft infiltration, and the IDF intercepted a rocket launched by Hezbollah. The IDF announced a wave of airstrikes on Hezbollah infrastructure in Tyre and other areas of southern Lebanon after issuing displacement warnings to residents of 10 towns. Israeli aircraft bombarded a residential building in the Al-Hus area of Tyre, and an airstrike on a cemetery in Kerman killed 4 and wounded 3, according to local reports. Al Jazeera reported 3 killed in Israeli attacks on vehicles in the south. Hezbollah Secretary General Naim Qassem rejected calls for the group's disarmament during a speech marking the anniversary of Israel's withdrawal from southern Lebanon, and the group released video footage of reconnaissance and targeting of an Israeli outpost in Al-Bayada using Ababil drones on the political side. Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich and National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir urged Prime Minister Netanyahu to resume strikes on Beirut in response to the drone attacks, while Lebanese President Joseph Aoun called Israeli withdrawal non-negotiable. In Iran, the diplomatic track continued. President Trump stated that any deal would be great and meaningful or there would be no deal, while Secretary of State Marco Rubio said solid agreement could come as early as Monday. A senior US official later clarified that no deal would be signed within the next 24 hours, and Fox News reported that 95% of the agreement's clauses have been finalized, citing US officials. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Esmail Baghaei said a large portion of issues have been resolved, but a deal is not imminent, adding that responding to Trump's tweets distracts from more important matters. President Masoud Pezeshkian declared Iran will not submit to excessive demands. An Iranian delegation led by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bakar Khalibaf traveled to Doha for talks mediated by Pakistan, and Pakistan's army chief was also reported likely to head there. The Iranian charge d'affaires in Lebanon met with Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri to discuss regional developments. Internally, a health ministry official said injuries sustained by Mojaba Khamenei were superficial, and Iran's air defenses shot down an enemy drone over the Persian Gulf using a previously unknown system called Arash the Archer. Russia-Iran trade increased by over 20% in 2025, according to Russian customs, and China reiterated its opposition to the US-Israeli war on Iran. Moving to Gaza, the IDF said it killed a key Hamas weapons production operative in a strike in central Gaza. Press TV reported 6 Palestinians killed and 8 injured by Israeli fire amid a continuing hunger crisis. A 6-year-old child was killed in an Israeli airstrike on a displacement camp west of Khan Yunis, according to Quds News Network. Separately, Australian activists from the Global Summit Flotilla alleged abuse and torture during Israeli detention after their ship was intercepted in international waters, and Brazilian activists similarly recounted brutal treatment. A small boat believed to be part of the flotilla washed ashore in Alexandria, Egypt, with aid supplies. In the West Bank, 5 men petitioned Israel's High Court to halt an alleged spike in unlawful detentions by troops, claiming they were repeatedly detained without cause and abused for hours before release. Israeli occupation forces tear gassed Palestinians in the town of Beit Furik, east of Nablus. On the multilateral track, a Saudi source told CNN that normalization with Israel would only occur within an irreversible path to a Palestinian state. Former IAEA chief Mohammed El-Baradei called Trump a madman seeking a way out of war with Iran. Pope Leo XIV criticized the Trump administration's outdated idea of a just war and called for AI to be disarmed. Oil prices fell 5-6% on hopes of an Iran-US deal, despite zero transits through the Strait of Hormuz, and Brazil emerged as a major alternative crude supplier to China and India. In the Americas, Brazilian President Lula was diagnosed with early stage cancer and will undergo treatment. In Asia Pacific, Pakistan Army Chief Azim Munir traveled to China with Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, and Baloch separatists were reported to be taking advantage of Pakistan's regional entanglements across the broader Middle East. In Syria, 2 ISIS members attacked guards at a water station in Al-Raqqa countryside with no casualties. Clashes between gunmen impersonating security forces and general security forces in Al-Hasakha left 3 gunmen dead or injured. A man was shot dead in front of his home in Rif Dimashq after being returned from Saudi Arabia. A father shot his son dead in Damascus over a dispute, and an assault on an Afrin family sparked outrage and calls for accountability. Moving to the analysis, first the trend. The tempo of Hezbollah drone attacks has accelerated over the trailing 7 days, with a clear escalation from sporadic quadcopter strikes on Iron Dome platforms to repeated lethal hits on IDF personnel and northern communities. The protagonist set remains Hezbollah and the IDF, but the political dimension has shifted. Trump's direct linkage of the Iran deal to Abraham Accords expansion introduces a new unpredictable variable that could either accelerate or derail the diplomatic track. The prior pattern of tit-for-tat exchanges is now punctuated by a higher frequency of Hezbollah drone launches, suggesting a deliberate campaign to raise the cost of Israeli presence in southern Lebanon ahead of any ceasefire. On the information environment, the US is pushing a narrative of imminent diplomatic success, with Trump framing the Iran deal as a grand bargain that includes regional normalization. This framing is being challenged by Israeli hardliners who portray the deal as a sellout that ignores Hezbollah's ongoing attacks. Hezbollah's narrative, amplified by Al-Manar, emphasizes operational success and resistance, while Iran's official line tempers expectations and insists on sanctions relief. The gap between reporting and evidence is stark. Despite claims of a deal being 95% finalized, no concrete terms have been released, and the fighting on the ground continues unabated. And the synthesis: the simultaneous escalation of Hezbollah drone strikes and Trump's maximalist demand for Abraham Accords expansion is not coincidental. It reflects a coordinated pressure campaign by Iran and its proxies to extract concessions while signaling that the status quo is untenable. Hezbollah's increased operational tempo serves as a bargaining chip for Iran, demonstrating that any deal must address the Lebanese front. A plausible counter-reading is that Hezbollah is acting independently to spoil the talks, but the close alignment of Iranian diplomatic messaging with Hezbollah's military actions suggests a unified strategy. The demand for six Muslim nations to normalize ties with Israel is a poison pill that could collapse the negotiations, leaving the military track as the only avenue for de-escalation. And to wrap up the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions, three indicators to watch. First, check Flight Radar 24 for any unusual military or cargo flights between Iran and Syria or Lebanon in the next 24 hours, particularly IRGC-affiliated carriers like Puya Air or Yazz Air. Second, monitor Sentinel. One SAR imagery of southern Lebanon Orbit 21 descending pass around 1530 UTC for new IDF vehicle concentrations or strike damage near Blat and Al-Khoza. Third, track the posting cadence of the IDF official Telegram channel for any pre-notification of expanded operations in Lebanon, indicating a shift from retaliatory to sustained campaign. Looking at the predictions through a status quo lens, within 48 hours, the IDF will conduct additional airstrikes on Hezbollah infrastructure in southern Lebanon, but will not expand operations to Beirut. Before the end of the week, US and Iranian negotiators will announce a framework agreement that includes a temporary ceasefire on the Israel-Lebanon front, but defers the Abraham Accords demand. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through the next 72 hours with no direct kinetic exchange between the two states. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 24 hours, Hezbollah will launch a coordinated drone and rocket barrage on an IDF base in northern Israel, causing multiple casualties and triggering a major Israeli retaliatory strike on Beirut. By Wednesday, Israel will formally reject the US-Iran deal framework due to the Abraham Accords linkage, leading to a collapse of negotiations and a resumption of large-scale US strikes on Iran. In the next 72 hours, a US Navy vessel will be targeted by an Iranian proxy in the Persian Gulf, prompting a US military response that escalates the conflict beyond the current theater with low confidence. That concludes this Sitrap. For more, visit sitrapisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sutreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.